Hi, my name is Catherine Arnston. I'm the founder and CEO of Energy Bits, an algae company based in Boston. And I'm here delightfully speaking with Derek Champagne at the Business Leadership Series about my journey and hope to inspire other entrepreneurs.
Welcome to the Business Leadership Series, where we engage with leaders who are making an impact on their worlds and who want to share their knowledge and experience for your personal and professional growth. The following interview is designed to inspire you to become the best leader you can be. Your host, Derek Champagne, is the founder and CEO of The Artist Evolution, a full-service agency building successful brands, marketing tools, and campaigns, and also the author of the best-selling book, Don't Buy a Duck. And now, let's begin today's Leadership Series interview.
Welcome to the Business Leadership Series, where our goal is to inspire you to become the best leader that you can be. As always, we have an awesome guest with us today. First, I want to take just a second and talk about our champagnemarketingcourses.com. We've got a really cool promotion going this month. So if you haven't started your 2018 marketing plan yet, now's the time. We've got this really cool do-it-yourself approach. Valerie and I, my wife, we put together 40 videos, 20 worksheets, and even a plan template. This month, in November, we're partnered with Ville Customs. You saw them on Shark Tank. They got a deal with Mark and Barbara, and they've got these really cool cruiser bikes. We're excited that for every single course that we sell, we're giving away a free cruiser bike. These things are awesome. So you buy an online course, you get a free bike just in time for the holidays. Get yourself your 2018 marketing plan template, and at the same time, get a gift. Check it off the list for somebody that you love. They'll love the gift. Again, that's champagnemarketingcourses.com/Ville Customs. Our guest today, Catherine Arnston, she is the founder and CEO of Energy Bits, and she is a Shark Tank veteran. We're super excited. She's got a really cool journey. Catherine, welcome to the program today.
Thank you, Derek.
So let's jump back and let's start with some of the highlights from your entrepreneurial journey. Just give us some highlights that were important, your milestones to get to where you are today.
Sure. And if it's okay with you, I think I'll just take a second to tell people what Energy Bits is, because that's a big part of the story of my entrepreneur journey. anyways, we sell algae in tiny dried tablets that you can eat or swallow. Most people swallow them because they're quite green flavored, but they're totally chewable in a smoothie or a salad or as a snack. There's two types of algae. One is called spirulina. That's our Energy Bits product. And that gives you energy mentally and physically. So put down those energy drinks or coffee and give yourself a handful of energy bits, and they get absorbed instantly. No caffeine, chemicals, or sugar, just complete nutrition, all plant-based. And we fuel entire NHL teams, Olympic teams. You will be fueled like a pro. So it's very, very healthy. That's spirulina. And the other algae we sell is chlorella, which is a builds your immune system and pulls out toxins of any kind, whether it's mercury, lead, radiation, alcohol, lactic acid. So the athletes like it for after workout. So the two algae, you take these every day, your life will be different. There's nothing else. And it's a replacement for your vitamins. And it's a whole food. It's a crop that we grow. So it's a multi-billion dollar industry in Asia. It's almost as big as the beef industry is here. Wow. And it's been sold in America for 50 years as well, but it's never taken off. And it's because the reason I found out was because the quality and the purity has been questionable for 50 years. It's never been explained properly, and it's never been packaged in a way that makes it understandable and easy to take. So that's what we've done. That's what makes us different. We're kind of like doing what Lululemon did for yoga. They didn't invent yoga, but they made it accessible. Or, you know, what Steve Jobs did for the computing industry, you know, he took computing and made it accessible. We're doing the same thing for algae. So my story is quite a bit unique, because we're not just building a company, we're building an industry at the same time. Same like, you know, Red Bull did the same thing. They created the energy drink market. We're creating the algae market. So it's a really difficult thing. Anyone in business knows creating an industry and building your company at the same time is like a double whammy, but we're finally doing it. So I'm very excited to share that.
I can't wait to dig into that more, because we study a lot of category kings, and for you to be paving the way and creating your own category and building this product at the same time is that's got to be an interesting adventure.
Yeah,
for
to
educated
say the least.
Consumers. But how cool though, because there's very few, and I'm an entrepreneur myself, and many of our listeners are. very few of us get an opportunity in our lifetime. I'm looking for mine. Now, I've had great businesses, but many of us are watching for how we could be a category leader in something.
Right.
And so you've done that. Congratulations. You're one of the few among us that have done that. So that's so cool.
Yeah. Well, and the irony is, and I'll talk about what got me into here, I wasn't planning on building this company. I just got into this because my younger sister up in Canada developed breast cancer 9 years ago. She's fine now, but her oncologist told her she needed to change her diet to an alkaline diet because it would help her heal. Now, she didn't know what that was, nor did I. I'm an MBA. I've been doing international economic development for 25 years. I had nothing to do with nutrition, zero. So I said, don't worry, I'll find out. And basically it was foods that were plant-based because of all the phytonutrients and the chlorophyll, which builds your immune system. So she changed her diet. She went through her chemo. She completely healed. Meanwhile, I started reading about plant-based nutrition. Now, this was 9 years ago. Nobody was talking about plant-based nutrition 9 years ago. Of course, now everybody is. But so 9 years ago, I thought, man, this is crazy important. Somebody should tell the world about this. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to. So I gave up my corporate career. I went back to school, studied nutrition, taught nutrition at corporations and hospitals, giving free workshops for a year, trying to get people to eat greens, because I knew the importance of diet to preventing any kind of disease, whether it's cancer or heart disease or ADHD. It's all nutritionally driven, all of it. But after a year, I couldn't get people to start eating greens, and I found out they don't like them or it's too much work. So I thought, well, that's not going to change the world. I got to find, when you're an entrepreneur, you got to pivot, right? When something's not working, pivot. So I thought, I got to pivot. I got to find something that's, scalable, that's workable, that doesn't taste green, that gives them all the green. Like, it's like the impossible task. But again, for all entrepreneurs, you will do your best work when you find a really, big nut to figure a problem you've got to figure out. So I went through this. I started, I'll just start researching, and I tried different things, and then boom, I discovered algae. And then it took me 2 years. This is too great to be true. This is a game changer for the world. This is not just, a marketing opportunity, because I wasn't looking to build a company. I just wanted to help my sister. Right. And then I thought, I just want to help a few more people. And then I wanted to help a few more people. And then when I discovered algae, it was actually quite frightening, because I felt such a responsibility. Oh my God, this is a game changer for the world in so many ways, not just for your health and for the children, but also for the world and for the environment. I mean, algae is like a god, as far as, it's a godsend to us. So, I took my time digging through the science, because it's also the most studied food in the world. There are 100,000 studies on the efficacy and benefits of algae. 100,000. So we're not talking 5 or 50 or even 5,000. 100,000. That's a big number. And I thought, how could something so big and so important not be known in America? And why am I the one so fortunate to stumble upon it and feel now the responsibility to deliver it to the world in the proper way? So, I didn't want to take on venture capital, because I knew they wouldn't believe me, or they would make me do it in a different way. So I took my time, which is one of my lessons, or nuggets of things I would share with other entrepreneurs. I knew I was building, when you're building a company, you need to decide, are you building a pup tent or a skyscraper? Because with a pup tent, you can, and that's maybe an app, right? You can whip your code together. You can get it out there quickly. But you also know that you'll be knocked off quickly, just like a pup tent can be blown over in a heartbeat by a gust of wind. On the other hand, if you're building a skyscraper, because I used to be in urban planning, and man, there's about 10 years worth of work done prior to a very large building being built, because you have to do all the soil analysis, you have to do traffic analysis, you have to do economic analysis. And I know this because I used to do this in my previous job. So before anybody even sees anything, they think nothing's going on, but believe me, there is. You have to be doing all this deep dive into the research. So that's what I did. Nice. For about 3 or 4 years, is a deep dive into the science to be sure that what I was reading was accurate. And then I had to prepare my plan, like a 10-year plan, maybe actually I have a 20-year plan, on how I was going to bring this to the world. And that's one of the reasons why the entrepreneur, you know, some VCs did contact me, and actually I turned down one of the biggest VCs in the world. And I went to bed crying, thinking, what have I done? everybody wants this venture capital firm, and I just turned them down. But, you know, it wasn't the right deal. It wasn't the right vision. They didn't see my vision. And also it's the other reason, because you did mention I was on Shark Tank. And they didn't invest, and I was quite happy with that, quite honestly, because I only wanted visibility for the brand and for algae. But they said, well, you know, you've been at this for so many years and you're only at X million dollars, which I was quite proud of, by the way. Right. But it's like they didn't get it. They didn't see that I had a path, that I had a vision. And it's being, you know, it's in lockstep. And I keep telling my team, slow and steady, slow and steady. Slow and steady wins the race. And it's a lot of people make entrepreneurship so glamorous, and they talk about, oh, overnight success. Let me tell you, there is no overnight success. Right. If you look at someone who's being called an overnight success, I can almost promise you there were 10 years of slugging it out. Reiteration over and over and over again of marketing messages, of websites, of staff, of product, of packaging. It doesn't happen overnight. I mean, there is the very rare occasion that you have an over, but that's almost like impossible. So, I know we're jumping all over the place, but so this is my other sort of, you know, nugget of, you know, help for other entrepreneurs is the thing that's going to keep you going through those 10 years. And if you're building a skyscraper, now if you're building a pop tent, you know, you can probably get to market in 6 months or 9 months, but you still need this core thing to get you going is your passion. You have to feel with every cell of your body that what you have is really going to help someone or lots of people. Because if you're just doing it for yourself, your motivations will be wrong, your decision making will be wrong, you'll be packaging things because you think it's cool, not because that's how people need to have the product, you know, provided to them. So your passion is sort of the most important thing, especially if you're building what I call a skyscraper like I am, which is a game-changing, you know, product industry in so many ways. And then the passion keeps you going. Well, and the other P is patience. You have to be patient as people don't get it. I was called a snake oil salesman, and like people, you wouldn't believe the insults that I had. You know, my family basically, you know, abandoned me for a number of years. They thought I was just a crazy entrepreneur. Oh, she's doing it. Here she is again doing, like, you know, what's wrong with you? Go get a real job kind of thing. Right. And I'm sure every entrepreneur has heard that from their family. Right. So you can't get angry that people don't understand it. So that's our job as entrepreneurs, is to help people understand what it is that you have and what it is that you're trying to share with them. So it takes a lot of patience.
That's great advice too. The patience is a tough one, yeah. Especially for many of us entrepreneurs, and especially if many of us have built our share of pup tents because we want to create something quickly and move on to the next thing sometimes. But what I love about your story is you really do have the passion, the purpose, because you have a story to tell. You have a story to get out there. And so that is exciting. And I want to ask you this, but does that help you get through the small moments and be patient? Because I want to see things now myself and my company.
Exactly.
It's hard to
wait. Exactly. Every day I have to do that. And this is the whole reason I built this company was to make a difference in the world. I'm not doing this for money. And in fact, in the 7-8 years I've been doing this, I haven't paid myself a dime. Everything goes to my team or to the product. And I don't have any other source of income either. So I just, you know, believe me, I'm just hanging on. So the passion is what's getting me through this, because I know this has to be done. There's food shortages. All the predictions are talking about food shortages in the coming years. The people's illness, there's so much illness, and it's all because of nutritional deficiency, and algae is pretty much the last stand. So I know. It's like when you walk by someone drowning in a pool, do you jump in to help them? So here I am sitting with all this knowledge, because remember, now I've been researching algae for 7 years. I'm probably the most informed person about algae. Who knew I would become an algae expert,
right? You didn't think you would know that much about algae, did you?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I'm just a classically trained MBA. I just wanted to go and do my business stuff until I started doing this. And then it's like having my sister get sick changed everything. But then the other switch occurs, because you've got that passion and you've got that patience. sense. And all of us entrepreneurs, I think we have ADHD. They always talk about this shiny object, and we always do want to move fast and get it happening. And this is where you have another pivot moment. And it's very hard for most entrepreneurs, because I know I've struggled with this myself. You have to change from being an entrepreneur to being a leader. Mm-hmm. And that's a different set of characteristics, because entrepreneurs, you've got this passion, you're working, like I work 16 hours a day, I'm still up at 1 o'clock trying to figure out a little bit of science about why algae does certain things. But to grow your company, to be a real impact, you can't do it alone. You have to have a team. Mm-hmm. And so a leader is needed for the team. The team looks to you for guidance. They look to you for stability. They look to you for education. They look to you for making it easy for them to do their job. And you, as a leader, you have to learn to delegate, which is completely opposite to being an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs, we do everything, right? Because that's what we do. We want to know everything. And so you have to learn to let go. And I've finally been able to just recently make that switch, and it's been very difficult. But now that I'm in the leader's seat instead of the entrepreneur's seat, I'm comfortable. I'm hiring more people. I'm helping them to take on things that I used to do and handing things off. But it's a struggle. And that's why a lot of entrepreneurs never get to the next level, because they're uncomfortable giving that up, because it's their baby. Believe me, I have people come into my office and they chuckle, because most people, I'm single and I don't have children, but most people have pictures of their kids on their shelf in their office, right? Here's, John and Billy, and maybe your wife or husband or whatever. Me, I have my tins of my algae. I have my packaging on my shelf. They're my babies. They're my children.
I love that you're bringing this up. And as business owners, as entrepreneurs, we can all relate. And I often share my story. The reason we're even doing this podcast, that I started it, is I woke up a few years ago, and I've always been an entrepreneur my whole adult life, and even before that. And I basically woke up one day and looked around and went, uh-oh, I'm a leader. And number two, I'm an unintentional leader. And that said, on my quest for the last few years. And so I love that you're bringing that up. And if you're not able to let go and delegate, you're not going to go to the next step.
Exactly.
But entrepreneurs, the way we're wired, and I share this often, is I like to take the heavy object, put it on my back, and carry it up the hill and go, look what I did. That's part of the fun. And so to be able to have help and get help is a big deal. What other lessons have you learned about leadership and about delegating, or about having others around you to help you?
Well, I've also realized, I just talked about passion and we talked about patience. The third P is purposeful planning. So, I mean, you can have all the passion in the world, but if you can't execute properly and put together a strategic plan so you understand, because yes, it may be a big mystery for you about how someone becomes successful, but if you break it down into bite-sized pieces, and this is part about being a leader, you need to give your team bite-sized projects so that they can feel the satisfaction of accomplishment, just like, because your satisfaction will come from the accomplishment of the entire company. It's not going to be just carrying that rock. It's about seeing the pile of rocks that your team have carried for you. And the more rocks they're carrying for you, the bigger your mountain, and the more that you can be seen, because the mountain is high, right? So it's giving people those small projects and then recognizing them for what they've done for you and for the team. So I've had to learn, take pride in offloading. I used to take pride in onloading projects. Now I take pride in offloading. Oh, look at, I gave that away to somebody. Fantastic. The other thing is, my job is to try to help the team feel a part of the team. So, we've been, like, I've been doing this slow and steady. So, the irony is, and to weather the difficult periods. So every entrepreneur, you're up one day and you're down one day. You're up one day, right? And sometimes those ups are, the up can be 6 months and then you're down for 6 months. So about 3 years ago, we won an award called 50 on Fire here in Boston. They identify the fastest growing companies in different industries. And so we won in the food category. And that was because we were growing so quickly. So there was a downside to winning that. We got a lot of visibility. And at the time, I had all my team members on the website with their name and their photo. Well, guess what? they all got hired away because we got all this, right. We got all this visibility. It's like, right. Whoa, that wasn't supposed to happen. I was supposed to benefit from. So it was crazy. So I did two things after that. I took everybody off the website other than me because nobody can hire me away. But the other thing was I realized we were growing so fast and we didn't have any systems in place. We hadn't written procedures. And like, what entrepreneur likes to write that kind of stuff, right? That's boring corporate stuff. But you know what? You're not going to grow if you don't have systems. So for an entire year after winning that award, because everybody was hired away, there was just one. I had one team member and me. That was it. It was embarrassing because we were on this, you know, super high growth spurt, and then everything kind of crashed. But I thought, you know, if I don't write systems and the manuals and the procedures and get everything, you know, all the, you know, boring stuff done, we will not be able to take the next growth spurt and let it keep riding. So it was humbling. I went from, you know, a big team down to one for an entire year, but then I did it. And then guess what? At the end of that year, I won an award from a national award from Entrepreneur Magazine. And they flew me out to California and they gave me $15,000. And so I thought, okay. And we had our sales had dropped that year, but nonetheless, somehow we got noticed. So that was kind of cool. And then we started growing again. But this time we had the systems in place so that we could capture it. And then that's when I applied to Shark Tank. And so last year we were on Shark Tank and we got aired twice. So every year there's been some little, you know, great thing, but also there's been, you know, a lot of bumps along the road. Like I said, I got offered a, you know, some money from a venture capital firm and turned it down. And, I, you know, I was so concerned did I make the right choice, right. But I know I did. And but it's, you know, you're flying close to the sun some moments and then you're crashing and burning the other times. And patience and that passion is what will keep you going through those dark moments. So my advice to any entrepreneur is to always think big, start small, and never give up. But then also along the way, know when you have to pivot and move from being an entrepreneur to being a leader, because they require different kinds of activities, and you can take as much pride in both areas. It's very, very scary. I mean, you know, and here's the thing. I started my company with not a dime, literally. In fact, in the process, you know, it is what it is. I declared bankruptcy. I was in foreclosure for 3 years and I had my car repossessed. I had not a nickel to my name, but I decided that this was too important not to do. So I just kept, I would go get a job handing out, literally. I would hand out flyers on a street corner to earn $50 so I could buy, you know, a bunch more labels for my tins. Like, seriously, I am as bootstrapped as you can ever get. Like, I had negative because I was in bankruptcy. So no credit cards, right? I couldn't run a credit card because I still don't have any, because it takes 10 years after your bankruptcy to get credit cards. So when an entrepreneur says, I don't have the money to do this, that doesn't cut it. I didn't have the money to do it either, but I had currency, and my currency was passion and a desire to make a difference in the world. And you know, I'm not going to be satisfied until pretty much everybody in the world is taking algae every day. It's grown in third world countries to feed themselves. It's in kids' lunches at schools. Mm-hmm. It's at nursing homes instead of the washed out food. And we're doing it in a way that makes it, we're taking the weirdness out of algae. Our packaging is fun. Right. It's very portable. We have little tins. We have single servings. We're kind of sexing algae up, sort of, you know, like what I did, what, you know, said, you know, Steve Jobs did for the computing industry. He understands the importance of design to make something very complicated easy to understand and easy to use. And that was his brilliance. And Lululemon did the same thing for yoga. Yoga had been around for thousands of years, but they added some style to it and made it, you know, not so weird. So we're doing the same thing for algae, and we're the first company in the world to do this. And we're slowly, finally getting accepted and understood and seen. And I won't rest until, you know, this is a mainstream product. Maybe we'll do an IPO in 6 or 7 years. But, you know, I'm building a skyscraper. I'm building a $1 billion company. I know I can do it. Most people didn't think I could do it, but I knew I could do it. But I'm doing it to be an influence. Because when we are that big company, we can donate money back to organizations that are feeding other people or helping people be healthy and helping with education about the importance of nutrition for, you know, productivity and for health and for happiness. It's just, so that's why I want to be big. It's not so I can go buy myself an island and retire. I have no desire, you know, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life.
I love your story. First of all, again, thank you for being so honest and open. You know, most of us can relate. I can really relate. We just celebrated 10 years. So we're looking at, we hit 10 years and now we're going, what does the next 5 and the next 10 look like? And you know, for you to have, and we've had our ups and downs like every entrepreneur, and I've had some businesses that have failed, as many listening have, and others that have done well, but your passion, your patience, your purposeful planning, and it being willing to pivot, all those P's are amazing. And, you know, the biggest thing though that stands out to me that's gotten you through this is your purpose. You really yes. understand what you're doing. That to me is the yes. biggest P that I'm seeing here. When I go, why do I, if I go down to one employee and I've had all these big things happen, it goes down to this one point. A lot of people stop at that time, and it doesn't make it wrong that they stopped. It means that they had a different purpose and, or they were looking for their purpose next, but yours is so clear. And you see that you see the skyscraper, you see what you're building, that for you, the pivot makes sense each time to continue going towards that purpose. And I love that story. And that's so powerful. I hope our listeners really get the value that I am out of that as well. I think I'm getting the answer to this, but what does success look like to you?
Well, sort of what I said is when algae is no longer considered, well, right now it's not only, it's just not known, or if it is known, it's considered, I hate to say it, pond scum. Something that you got to get rid of.
Right.
But let me tell you, your listeners, a few things about algae. It was the first plant life on Earth 3.5 billion years ago. It was here a lot earlier than we were. It provides 80% of the oxygen on Earth, so we should be very grateful for it. You get 100 times more protein per acre than you do from cattle ranching, and it uses a tenth of the water of any other crop. So it kills bacteria while it's growing. In fact, most people won't even realize this, but almost every water treatment city water treatment plant uses algae in its in the treatment of water because it kills bacteria. So my what does my end goal look like? Where algae is you and in Japan, for example, they don't take vitamins. They just don't exist. They take algae every day. And by the way, they have the lowest rate of breast cancer in the world. So they take mostly chlorella, but also spirulina. So my end game is when, you know, it could be 20 years. I want to grow it. We import ours from Taiwan, which is the highest standard for algae in the world. It's sort of like, you know, Kobe beef is the highest standard. Well, Taiwan is the highest standard. So I want to be growing it here in America. I have visions of me going through all my algae farm on my tractor or whatever, and maybe my Milano Blahnik shoes or something. But you know, I want to make nutrition fun and not boring. And I want algae to be the cornerstone for that. I want to grow it here. I want everybody taking it because it will improve everyone's health. We have people whose cancer's gone into remission. Their kids don't have ADHD. They're no longer diabetic. They're winning races that they, you know, they're 70 years old. The stuff that this does is incredible. And it's all just from good, solid nutrition, which hasn't been, you know, watered down because of, you know, toxins or chemicals or whatever. So it's just pure nutrition. It doesn't get any purer than algae. So that's my goal, that we can stop people getting sick because they're getting nutrition, that we're growing it here, that it's considered as normal as an iPhone. You know, we're a leading light in the nutrition community and certainly the algae community. As I said, maybe even an IPO, but you know, that's not, I just want the company to grow so we can do great things.
You've got an amazing story. I want to share more about your product in just a minute where our listeners can find you, but give us any final parting advice that you want to share with us for that person out there that is looking for their purpose or their passion, or that maybe is kind of on the fence and going, I think I might be able to change the world or solve a problem here. Where do I even start? Because you're just like anybody else, but you got up and you went and did it. You're a smart person. You have the background in business, and that's what I've seen a lot of themes or running threads. I'm out of my league starting the businesses I have, but I knew I wanted to do it, and you're doing something great. So give us some final advice.
Well, there's a couple of things. Sorry, my other phone.
No problem.
So, Your purpose and your path, especially your purpose, will not come to you in most cases in a lightning bolt. You have to be quiet and you have to just be observant of what makes you happy, what you would do anyways. So your true purpose will come in small increments. So just start moving towards it and just keep building your momentum as you feel more happier doing what you're doing. It's about, listening to your soul, listening to that quiet voice inside. And it doesn't have to be big. I just happen to be one of these people that, likes to build skyscrapers. So if you want to, service the fire station in your community with either better clothes or what, it doesn't matter what it is. You don't have to be big. Just be purposeful. Listen to your happiness. You don't buy happiness. It comes from inside. And so that's number one. Number two is don't get frustrated with the rest of the world when they don't see what you're trying to do. Because that was one of my frustrations. And I finally figured out why, a great analogy. So, if most of your listeners have probably at some point in their life done a puzzle, right? So when you buy the puzzle, you have the picture on the box of the puzzle. So you know very much what you're building. But you take those pieces of the puzzle, you dump them out on a table, and now it's a big mess. There's all these little odds and ends and whatever. And somebody walks by and you say, hey, would you like to help me? They look at the big pile and they go, well, what's that? And you're saying, well, can't you see it? Can't you see it? Of course they can't see it because they didn't see the cover like you did. So it's your job as the entrepreneur, your job as the person who's helping your vision, your gift, your passion to be seen by the world. It's your job to start putting the pieces together. And maybe a little later people walk by and they see a little bit of something. They can't still quite figure out what it is that you're doing, but give it time. And then as you start putting more and more of the pieces together, the picture emerges. And when you're two-thirds of the way through, that's when people will finally get what it is that you're doing. And that's when you probably will be able to attract money and staff and all the other pieces that you need to really ramp up what it is that you're doing. But don't get frustrated with, because I went through this. I thought, can't you see this? Can't you see how important this is to the world? But then I realized, no, they can't see it because they didn't buy the box. They didn't buy the puzzle. So my job is to put the pieces together so that the rest of the world can start to see what it is that I'm building. And we're getting closer to that point. So that's my little tip.
Wow, that was amazing. I can't think of a better way for us to end today than with that amazing advice you shared. Wow, what a great, that's the best analogy I've heard to describe what that's like. Thank you.
Yeah.
So how do we find your product?
Sure. Well, we sell online at energybits.com, E-N-E-R-G-Y, B for boy, I, T for Tom, S.com. And you can buy large bags for they have 1,000 tablets in them. They're normally $120, but we have a discount code BITS, B for boy, I, T for Tom, S, BITS. We'll give you 20% off. So you can buy them online in large bags, or you can also go to Amazon. We sell them in bags. We also sell them in single servings. So if you just want to try one, you can buy a two set of single servings for $8 on Amazon. And then we also have a button on our homepage, the energybits.com, where you can find maybe a practitioner or a doctor or a nutritionist. We sell mostly through wellness professionals, although we're starting to add retailers. But you can click on that button and see if there's a retailer or a professional near you that you can buy the single servings from, or boxes of the single servings. When you buy a bag, by the way, you get a little tin, a little travel tin that's inside the bag. That way you can put your bag of algae in the fridge because there's no preservative, so we like it to stay fresh. And then you can just fill up your tin every day to take to work or to take to the gym. Or the other convenient way is to buy them already pre-packed in the single servings from Amazon or from your practitioner.
Very cool. Catherine, again, thank you so much. Catherine Arnston, our guest, founder and CEO of Energy Bits. You can go to Amazon or you can go to energybits.com. She's got a 20% discount with that code BITS. Thank you again for being our guest, and we look forward to seeing the next amazing things that you do and to watching you build that skyscraper.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Right,
we'll stay in touch. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
I want to invite you to join me in supporting the American Diabetes Association. I've got the honor of being a Kiss a Pig candidate this year, which means I have the opportunity to help raise money for the American Diabetes Association locally. The research, the ADA has been funding innovative research to combat diabetes since 1955. And in 2011, they funded more than $35.75 million a year in research at 139 research institutions across the country. The statistics, approximately 1.25 million American children and adults have type 1 diabetes. As many as 1 in 3 American adults will have diabetes in 2050 if present trends continue. I want to invite you to join me in supporting the American Diabetes Association. You can learn more at diabetes.org or stopdiabetes.com to see how you can get involved.
You've been listening to the Business Leadership Series, where we engage with leaders who are making an impact on their worlds and who want to share their knowledge and experience for your personal and professional growth. This interview was designed to inspire you to become the best leader you can be.